Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Beitza Daf Lamed Gimel. We're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas, Eugenia Ferdman, Gittel Bas Zachariah Tzvi. All the Nishamas you learn for Shadav and Aliyah. We begin on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph at the two dots, three lines from the top of the Yomi. Tana Rabbanim. We bring down the following Braisa. Braisa tells us, Ein Somchin Es HaKedera B'Bikas. You're not allowed to go and place a Kedera, is a pot, on a piece of wood. As we explained this case yesterday, because the wood is only allowed to be used for firewood, for kindling, and it's not allowed to be used as a kli. So therefore, you can't be sumich the pot on the bikas. Likewise, uchein hadelis, which we explained yesterday, means that you're not allowed to go and put the delis on a piece of wood as well, because lefisha lo nitnu eitzim el alasaka. Here it tells us beferish the reason. Yesterday, we brought down this reason, but it didn't say beferish. Here the Braisa says it beferish, because you're not allowed to use wood for anything other than hasaka. Hasaka is for kindling purposes, for lighting purposes, and therefore, the Tana of this Braisa is telling us that you're not allowed to use it for anything other than kindling, and therefore it is Muktza. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon's Matya. Rabbi Shimon says it is permissible to do so because Rabbi Shimon holds the opinion that less lay Muktza. He doesn't hold for Muktza. With, of course, the exception of Grogros and Smukim, as we've mentioned many times. Then we quote the Mishnah again. It says, V'ein manhigin es ha-behema b'makal b'yantif. Our Mishnah said that you're not going to lead a behema with a stick on yantif, again, because of the reasoning that the wood is only for hasaka. L'fisha lo nitnu eitzim el hasaka. And he's using it as a stick to lead the animal, and therefore it's not allowed. Again, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is mati. Here, we said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says that it is permissible to do so. So the Gemara wants to suggest that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon sounds exactly like his father. Like we just said a moment ago, Rabbi Shimon is matir. So do we say over here, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is matir in this case as well? Lema Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is kavua svirlei. Rabbi Elazar holds like his holy father, Rabbi Shimon, who holds the less lay muktza. So is that the reasoning here as well? So Gemara says, no, that's not the case over here. Lo, because in our Mishnah, even Rabbi Shimon would say that you're not allowed to go and use the stick. Why is that? Because when you're going and leading an animal with a stick, even Rabbi Shimon would say that that's not allowed. Not a din of muktzah, but a different din. Mishum, the merse keman da ozil lechinga. It looks like you're going to a chinga. A chinga, as Rashi explains, is a mohol, is a dance, a circle. And why is it called a chinga? It means going to the marketplace, because v'yashem shebnei adam sovavim v'holchim v'shuk. Since people walk around and walk around and walk around in the marketplace looking for bargains, so therefore it's called a chinga. It looks like it's a circle dance. Kein sovavos v'mecholos kor lechinga. Since it looks like people are walking around in a circle, and therefore, it's called, the marketplace is called the chinga. So in this situation, when you're leading an animal with a stick, so it looks like you're bringing the animal to the marketplace. Oh, that looks like merse of the dechol, that you're bringing it to the market. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon will also not allow it in our Mishnah. And you can't say that Rabbi Shimon is holding like his father that less lay muktzah, because our Mishnah has nothing to do with muktzah. Then the Gemara says, chizra. What is chizra? So Rashi explains, chizra is anath eitz. It's a branch of a tree, shuchad, which is sharpened, kikots, like a fawn, the roy letako, and you can go and put it into a roasted meat, the tzli, kimin shpud, to function like a spit. So you put it into a piece of meat, the litzlos, but when you use it as a spit. So this chizra, Rav Nachman osar, v'rishesh shari. Rashi says Rav Nachman is osar to use it biyontiv, because mishum muktza, it is muktza. Ninu, the taltel, you're not allowed to go and move it, shalo asol l'chli mibojom, because you didn't make it or establish it as a kli beforehand, so therefore it's again only l'hasoka, and you're not using it here l'hasoka, you're using it as a spit, and therefore Rav Nachum says it's aser. Whereas Rav Sheshet says it's permissible because he doesn't hold for muktza. Now, the Gemara says, birit tiva, if we're dealing over here with a moist piece of wood, in other words, the spit is moist, so kuli amalo pligi the osa, then even Rav Sheshes would say it's osa because it isn't going to be able to be used as firewood, and therefore, since it's moist, it's not going to burn well, so therefore, it's not even mutter as firewood, and then certainly you can't use it as a kli. So therefore, the first version of this machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes says, if you're dealing over here with a moist piece of wood, which can't be kindled easily, so then everybody agrees, even Rav Sheshes would say that it's also to use it as a spit. The only place where they have Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes have the machlokas keep pligi v'yaveshta, if it's dried out. So it is kindling wood. It is able to be used for firewood. So man d'yosar, so what does Rav Nachman say that it's also? Because Amalachi will tell you, lo nitu eitz el alasaka. You're only allowed to use it for kindling wood, and therefore, if you're using it as a spit, you're making it into a kli. You're not allowed to do that on yontif. Why did Rosh Hashanah say it's permissible? Well, man, the Shari Rosh Hashanah, on the loch, he would say, no, Mali Litzlos Bo, Mali Litzlos Megachalto. I'm using it to roast. I'm using it over here. Whether I use it as the firewood itself or I use it to stick it into the fire, what difference does it make? I'm using it for preparing your food. And therefore, if I'm allowed to go use it, it's not muktzah. I'm allowed to use it as firewood. I'm also allowed to use it as a spit. So therefore, that's the first version of the understanding of the machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. We're only dealing with Yabdeshta when it's dried out and it's able to be used as firewood. But if it was moist and it can't be used as firewood, then even Rav Sheshes say it's no good. Second version goes as follows. Iku di amre biyaveshta. If you're dealing with dried out wood, then even Rav Nachman would say it's mutter. Kuli amalo pligi the shari. Because what difference does it make if you're using it as firewood or if you're using it to stick the meat into the fire and using it as a spit? Everybody would say that it's permissible in that situation, even Rav Nachman. So where do Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes disagree? Ki pligi birutivasa. They're dealing, if it's moist, that's when Rav Nachman says that it's asur. Man, the Osir of Nachman says it's Osir because lo chazi lasaka, because it's moist, so it's not really able to be used as kindling wood because it's moist. And therefore, you're not allowed to use it as a spit. You can't use it as kindling wood, so you can't use it as a spit. So why does Rav Sheshes say it's permissible? Man, the Share, he would say, Amalach, no. If you put it into a big bonfire, so then it would burn, even though it's a little bit moist. And therefore, since it could be used as kindling wood, so then it can be used as a spit as well. That's the second version of the machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. They're only arguing about in a case where it's very moist, but in a case where it's dried, everybody's maskim that it is acceptable to use. How do we paskin? The word says, V'hilchasa, yavesh the shari. If it's dry, we permit you to go and use it as a spit. However, ritivasa, if it's moist, then we forbid you to use it as a spit, osur. And this is, in fact, the halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, where it says that lamaisa, if, in fact, it is dry, and you could use it for hesek, then you're allowed to use it as a spit. But if it's moist, you can't. Now, that is the halacha lamaisa brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tov Kuf Beis in Sif Gimel. But Rashi points out over here that this only goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there is a concept of muktzah. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who says only like grogers and smukin are considered muktzah, so then this isn't brought down la halacha according to his opinion. And Rashi points out that likewise, even a dover shenu miskavin, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that there's both no din of muktzah, and if you don't intend it, it's also considered permissible. And we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in regards to machshiri ochel nefesh, which we had said is a machlos between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says machshiri ochel nefesh are also permissible. So therefore, this hilchasa Rashi says is not brought down halach lemaisa, and he says all the preceding gemaras were actually going according to the opinion of Rav or the Talmidim of Rav, and Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda in regards to muktzah. So Rav holds that, Rav Yehuda holds that there is muktzah, that's a Rav Paskin, but we Paskin like Rabbi Shimon that there's less lay muktzah, and therefore this is not really hilchasa lemaisa. That's the way Rashi understands it. Tosus has a different opinion. Tosus says that the dochak to say that this whole discussion is not talking halach lemaisa, and he says, Yishlomad afilu Rabbi Shimon, that this would apply even to Rabbi Shimon. Did he, the islay, shenotsnu etzim shalol asoka, haine bedovar royal asoka, at least it has to be royal asoka, abol retiva, if it's moist, in Ruyin Lasaka, we don't say, well, it could be used for Hesed Gadol. It's not normally used, and therefore, even Rabbi Shimon would say, according to the way Tosis understands this, that it would be also to use. And that's why Lahalach in Shulchan Aruch is brought down, that if it is moist, it's not able to be used, even though we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, because even Rabbi Shimon over here would agree that if it's moist, it can't be used Lahasaka. Martin says, Doresh Rava, Rava learns Isha, a woman. Now, the same halach applies to a man, but it's just Mistama, much more likely, Shriach, that it would be a woman that would be doing this. Loti Kones Ladira Eitzim, Lito Mehem Ud. A woman is not allowed to go into the pile of wood, the woodshed where they store the wood, Ladira Eitzim, the chamber where they have their wood. Lito Mehem Ud, to go take out a piece of wood, an Ud. Rashi explains that an Ud is Eitz Lassos. Ud litanur. It's basically a poker to go and stir up the coals of the fire. And the reasoning is that you can't do this. Again, because the wood is only used for hasaka purposes and not as a poker to go and stir up the coals. Elo imke nasikli mi bojom, unless you designated it as such before the Yom Tov started, but here you didn't. So a woman would not be allowed to go and stir up the fire with a piece of wood because that wood wasn't prepared. Furthermore, the ud shenishbar, if you had an ud that was prepared before and now it broke, also lasikli mi Yom Tov, you can't use it as well to go and stir up the fire on Yom Tov. How come it was designated to do this? But since it's broken, Lefisha may seek in Bekalim, because this goes like the opinion of Yehuda, that a Keli is allowed to be used. However, they may seek in Meshire Kelim. Once it breaks, it loses its status and it becomes Mutzah, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And the word says, Lameimra, the Rava, Rabbi Yehuda, Sirulei. This seems to imply that Rava holds like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that Isle Mutzah. But Rava, we had previously in yesterday, she had told the Shamish, make sure, Tavili Bar Avza, make sure that you roast the goose for me very, very well, because I like it to be roasted well. So he said that you're allowed to go in yesterday's shear and go and shovel out the bottom of the tanur in order that it shouldn't have the broken pieces of the tanur that would get hot and go and burn his goose. And now we're adding on Vishade Meye Lushunra. And you can go and give the intestines, which are not normally eaten by people, you can give them to my cat, Lushunra. Now, these intestines were not eligible to be eaten on Erev Yontif because the animal was alive. So now that you shechted the goose on Yontif, so now it only on Yontif becomes eligible to be given to the cat, and that seems to imply that we hold like Rabbi Shimon, the Lesle Muktzah, because theoretically they were Muktzah because they weren't yet shechted, the animal wasn't yet shechted, so therefore it would be Muktzah. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're telling me Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Isle Muktzah, or Rabbi Yehuda, also the Teltolo, you wouldn't be allowed to go and give the intestines to the cat because they're Muktzah. Ulesito lechotul dimei esmo muchen liyadam haya, below the cloven. And you couldn't have given it to him because it wasn't prepared from yesterday to give to the animals. Because we say, in Lohais or Nevela, Me'er of Shabbos Asura. Unless the animal was in Nevela, Me'er of Shabbos or Erev Yontif, you can't go feed it to the animal, according to Rav Yehuda. So we seem to have a contradiction, because Rav here says, you can give the intestines to the cat, but that implies he holds like Rabbi Shimon. But if he held like Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't be able to. So how can you tell me that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda? So Gemara says, no. In the case of the cat, it's not that he holds like Rabbi Shimon. It's actually was prepared before Yom Tov. Why is that? Because Hassan, in the case we shechted this Bar Avza, this goose, on Yom Tov, Kivon de Misrachi, he knows that it's going to spoil, left out in the hot Mediterranean sun, if you're going to tell me it's Muktzah, so it's going to spoil, so therefore, Me Esmo Daite Ilove, when he already had this animal on Erev Yom Tov, this goose on Erev Yom Tov, so he already prepared it in his mind that the intestines would be able to be used on Yom Tov to go and feed to his cat. As Rashi points out, Im Yanichem Litzorach Mochar, V'hayom Lo Yotzorach Lem, if he were to leave them till the day after Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov he doesn't need them, so therefore they would go to waste. So therefore, me'esmo date alavayu lashlichem l'chatul. Therefore, he already had in mind on Erev Yom Tov that when he shechs the animal on Yom Tov, he would go and give the intestines to his cat. And therefore, even if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Muktzah. So there's no contradiction to say that Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Now we go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no tel odom kisem mishalofono. A person is allowed to go take a splinter, in other words, pieces of wood, mimash lefana bebayis, from that which is in front of him in the house. They used to have little pieces of wood, let's say, on the floor, so he would be allowed to go and use that on Yom Tov, and that is considered prepared because it's in his house. And therefore, since it's considered prepared, he could even use it lachzos boshinov, to use it as a toothpick. As Rashi says, litol boso achotzis benshinov. He would be allowed to go and use this little splinter, this little piece of wood, to go and pick out the little pieces of meat that are stuck between his teeth. Now, Rashi also says, umishalofanov lav davka. It doesn't have to be literally in front of him in the house. The Rebbe Eliezer, af min achotzer nami komar. This would even include not only the house, but even the chotzer, his courtyard. Because everything in his courtyard is also considered prepared according to Rabbi Eliezer. Why does he specifically say over here in his house? So the chiddush over here is that you're allowed to go and move them, even if you're not using them for kindling, you're using it to go and use it as a toothpick. The iflo grabonenba, because the rabbis disagree with that, like we're going to keep on reading in the Gemara in the Braisa. And that's why, to teach us the strength of the Rabbanon Shita, that even in the house, the pligi da feel Mishalafanov in the house, lahadlik in, lachzos lo, only in the house is it considered prepared, because they hold that it's lahasaka, and therefore you could use it lahasaka, but you wouldn't be able to use it as a toothpick. So the chiddush over here is not so much for Rebbe Eliezer, that he's matir, the pieces of wood, the kisem, in the house. He even matted them in the courtyard. So the chiddush, as we'll see, is that the chachamim don't allow it even if it's in the house, unless you're using it lahasaka. Mishnah continues and says, you can go and gather these little pieces of wood, these kisamim, and use them for firewood. That you can do from anywhere in the courtyard, and certainly in the house. Because anything in the chotzer is considered muchan, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And here, the chachamim, no. You're only allowed to gather mishalafanav in the house, umadlik. Only in the house is it considered muchan for hadlaka purposes. But if it's in the courtyard, it's not muchan for hadlaka purposes. In the house, it's not muchan for anything other than hadlaka purposes. So you wouldn't be able to use it as latzos boshinav even in the house. As I pointed out, that's the chiddush, what we said here in the reisha, is to tell us that the opinion of the chacham who argued with Rabbi Eliezer is that even in the house, it's only going to be good lahasaka, but not lachzos boshinav. Therefore, the chacham omrim, magavi mishalav umadlik, is only talking about using it for hadlaka purposes. Fine. The Mishnah continues and says, oin motzien es or. You're not allowed to go and create a fire in yontif. You're allowed to use existing fire in yontif, but you're not allowed to go create fire in yontif. So we can't rub two stones together, for example, to make a spark to start a fire. You can't strike a match on yontif to make a fire. So therefore, ein motzim es or, you're not allowed to create fire on yontif, lo min ha'etzim, not by rubbing two sticks together, lo min ha'avodim, not by rubbing two stones together, lo min ha'ofer, not by putting something into the dirt and also causing it to spark. Rashi says, dealing here over here with min ha'ofer means karka kosher, hard ground, kishechofrin osa, when you dig into it, motzio or, ki ein gargishta, shalonu, mimokom mechuferish shalom. Sometimes, by the hard act of putting something metal into this ground, so you could cause a spark to occur. So you're not allowed to do this on Yontif as well. Now, we have the gears over here, velo min hara'ofim, which both the gears of the Masoros HaShas and the Gilyan HaShas both say is a mistake and shouldn't be here. Ra'ofim are tiles, but in the Mishnayis, when you see this Mishnah, it doesn't have the words velo min ha'ra'ofim. If you are gorset, like we have over here in the Gemara, it means that the tiles get very, very hot. And sometimes they are so hot that if you put something flammable, like a match, let's say, next to them, you could cause it to light. So you're not allowed to do that as well. Velo min ha'mayim. How does water go create a fire? So Rashi explains that nosnim mayim b'chli zechuchis, you can sometimes put water into a glass vessel, which is a white glass, zechuchis levana, the nosnim b'cham, and you put it in the sun, and it's like a magnifying glass that can concentrate the rays of the sun and cause a fire. Kesheshemesh chomo, when the sun is very, very hot, v'zechuchis motziyah shalheves, the water and the glass can create, so to say, a flame, umevien na'ores, and you bring something flammable near there, umagim b'schuchis, and it touches the glass, b'ores, and it causes it to flame up. Kach shomati, the gears that we have, is b'piut yotzer, but it says on the side, this is from the Pirush Sefer Yetzirah. Shekei nimtza mefurish b'sefer Yetzirah, l'rav shabtai dunalo harofe milom barja. So he said specifically this scientific thing that you can have the glass and the water functioning as a magnifying glass to, so to say, concentrate the rays of the suns and make it flammable. So in all of these situations, you're not allowed to go rub two sticks together, two stones together, you're not allowed to go dig into hard dirt and cause a spark with or without the tile girsa, or with the water, you're not allowed to go and create fire on yontif. And finally, the Mishnah concludes, and likewise, you're not allowed to go and heat up these tiles, these ra'ofim, in order to go roast something on them. Gemara will explain exactly what this is talking about, because you are allowed to cook on yontif, so why can't you do this? Gemara will explain. Gemara starts off and says, on Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda tells us, return to Lamagim Lamed Beis, Ochle Behemo. What does Ochle Behemo mean? So Rashi tells us this is going kash. These are different types of animal fodder, like straw, for ba'alei konim, or like the leaves of reeds. Ein behem mishum tikun kli. There is no problem if you were to go and be masakin these to chop them up for the animal. Umuta liktom ulasakin kasho shibolin b'shabas lachzol shinav. And therefore, since you're allowed to go feed it to your animal, it's considered muchan, and therefore you would even be allowed to go and use it to use as a toothpick to pick out the meat from in between your teeth. Gemara asks, Esvi Rav Kahana Rav Yehuda, Rav Kahana asks Rav Yehuda, Metaltalin Atzei Besomim Lo Riach Bam. The Braisa tells us that you are allowed to go and be metaltal, to move, to handle the Atzei Besomim, wood that is very fragrant, and smell it on Yontif, or Shabbos. Likewise, Ulo Honif Bohen L'chola. You'd be allowed to go and be Menefit, to go and wave it in front of a chola, a sick person, mishum havla. Rashi explains because it has a the person mistama has a bad odor about them, so you can wave these fragrant, aromatic types of wood in front of the chola in order to make it more pleasant. Likewise, umolulo, you'll have to rub it between your fingers, umeriachbo, and have the wood, as a result of being rubbed between your fingers, give off more of an odor. All of these things are permissible. However, velo yiktemenu, you're not allowed to cut it, lo riachbo, even though it's already detached from the ground, you wouldn't be allowed to go and cut it in order to make it more aromatic. Bim kotomo, and if you did go and cut it, potur, avalosa, you shouldn't have done this, but it's not an isadaraisa, because it's already cut from the ground, so you're just not allowed to do this over here, midirabonon. Rashi explains that you're not allowed to go and cut it over here in order to make it more aromatic. Shehi makom haktima, the place where you cut it, is lach, is going to be moist, derechu nodev, and it's going to give off a much nicer odor. So you're not allowed to do this gezera, the lo lise lekotmo, halachos boshina, because if we let you do this, you may come to go and cut it in order to go make it into a better usable toothpick. The awesome kli mashulei, that would be not allowed because you're making it into a kli, and that would be an isadaraisa. So therefore, we don't let you do this cutting it in order to be able to make it more aromatic, because it may come to lead you to make a cleave, which would be an isadaraisa. So therefore, it's potter. You're not doing it over here, shame cleave. So you're not doing anything with midaraisa, but you would be chayav adin the rabbanon. Potter aval also means only the rabbanon is it also, but not on the rice level. But if you actually cut this lachzos boshinov, so to go and make it into a toothpick, that's an issa deraisa. Lo yiktemen, you're not allowed to do that. And if you did it, bim ketomo, chayiv chatzis, you chayiv an issa deraisa, because you made it into a kli. Now, Rav Yehuda just said that you're allowed to go and take these food items of an animal and go use it and make it into a toothpick, and ein bahem mishum tikkun kli. So this braisa seems to argue with Rav Yehuda. So Amalei, Rav Yehuda would say back to Rav Kahana, who asked him this question, Hashta potra avalosur kukashali, chayiv chatzis mibayi? Why were you not upset that I'm going against the din derabbanan? I said you're allowed to do this. So we had over here a din derabbanan that I'm not allowed to do it, and you're only asking me from the din deraisa? As Rav Yehuda says, Hashta potra avalosur is a problem, kukashali, chayiv chatzis mibayi? That doesn't bother you? So the whole thing is obviously not understandable. Elokitanya hayibah koshin. So the Bryce is talking about we are taking something that is not ochle behema. It's not something that could be eaten by the animals. My case was, Rabbi Huda says, that it's animal food, ochle behema. And therefore, there's no problem of tikkun kli because it's going to be eaten by the animal. And therefore, that's why I said it's allowed. But this braisa, where it says you're not allowed to do it, that's, and it's an issa deraisa, if you go make it into a toothpick, so that's because it's kashin. It's something that is not edible by an animal because it's too hard. But the Gemara says that can't be, because in this braisa, we said, umolulo umiriachbo. You'll have to rub it in between your hands and smell it. That's allowed. But if it's hard, that won't work. Kashin, b'neimen lila ninu. How would that work? So it's obviously talking about something that's soft. If you can rub it in between your fingers, it must be soft enough that you can create a better aroma coming off. If it's too hard, you won't be able to do that. So obviously it's not talking about caution, and therefore it should, according to you, Rav Yehuda, be allowed, and yet the Braisa says that it's not. Yechayv v'chiyiv chatas if you make it into a toothpick. So Gemara says, no, this Braisa is missing pieces. Chisuri mechzor v'achitani. This Braisa was incomplete, and if you read the entire Braisa, this is the way it goes. Molulo mariachbo, you're allowed to go and rub this wood in between your fingers to go cause this aroma, and likewise, kotmo, you're allowed to go and cut it, umeriachbo, and cause it to go and give off a nice odor. Under what circumstances, by medvar mamurim, that's only biracha, that's only if it's nice and soft, because it's animal fodder, and therefore if it's ochle behema, so ein behem mishum tikkun kli. However, avo bekashin, if it's hard, in other words, it's not animal fodder, then lo yiktemen, you're not allowed to go and do it. V'im kitomo potter avol osur, and if you did it for the purposes of just to be miriach, so you're not doing it to make it into a kli, so that's not an issa daraisa, but the rabbi said you're not allowed to do this because you may come to make it into an issa daraisa by making it into a toothpick. So therefore, you're not allowed to go and kotmo miriach bo if it's hard. And if you in fact did it to make it into a toothpick, lachzos boshinov, loik temeni, you're not allowed to do that. And there, if you did it, v'im ketomo, that's an actual issa daraisa, and you'll be chayev achatos. Gemara now says, Tony Chod, that we learned in one brisa, kotmo omiriachbo. One brisa says you're allowed to go and cut it and go and make it aromatic. But Tanya, but the other brisa says lo yichtemenu lo riachbo. You're not allowed to go do this. So how do you go and reconcile these two seemingly disparate brises? So I'm Rizera, Rizera said in Rizera, Lokasha. Again, as we just said, the first brisa that says you're allowed to do this is Habirachin, that says you're allowed to go because there's no concern. Since it's animal fodder, it's soft, so therefore there's no concern. You're making it into a kli. Ein ba'en mishum tikkun kli. And the second brisa that says that you're not allowed to do this is Habikoshin. It's talking about it's hard, and therefore we have the concern that you're going to make it into a kli. So if you're doing it kotmo miriachbo, you're not allowed to do that because of the concern, gezerah, that you may come to go and make it into a toothpick, lachzos bo shinaf. Fine. That's how we want to reconcile these two brises. We're more than happy with this. Maskev lo ravacha bar Yaakov. Bekarshin am I lo. Wait a second. Even though it's hard, why would you not be allowed to go and cut it in order to give off a nice aroma? Maishno am I hodet nan. Why is it any different than the Mishnah in Shabbos that says, shover odem eseh chavis. You're allowed to go break a barrel on Shabbos. Lecho mimenu gerogros. To go and eat inside the dried figs that are inside of it. And the only caveat is, when you're breaking it open, you're not allowed to intend to make it into a kli. But implying that if you're not intending to make it into a kli, you're allowed to do this. Now, this seems to suggest that even though it's precaution, you're allowed to do this, there is no concern that you're going to make it into a kli. As long as you don't make it into a kli, it's acceptable. But we just said that that's not true. Precaution, you're not allowed to. And we're not stopping here. We have another question of your own. Horova barav ada, the Rovin barav ada. These two brothers, both the sons of Rav Ada, the Amri Tavaya, they both said, Ki havin be Rav Yehuda, we were learning the Beis Medrash by Rav Yehuda, havin mefasheyach the yoevlon alvosa alvosa. Rashi says, alvosa are maklos gedolim, big sticks, kimo veloba ola veloba romach, that we have in the Gemara in Shabbos, and he would give us these big sticks, and he would go be mefasheyach, which means he would go, Rashi explains, he would go and take off these branches, they were already cut from the ground, so it's not an issa deraisa, and he would take them off, the bigger branches that they came from. And therefore, he would take this big branch that was off the tree, rip off smaller branches, and give it to the two sons of Rav Ada as a stick. Afogav de chazyo likatoso de narge vechatzine, even though, Rashi explains, she kasha, this is hard. V'roi lasos v'menu base yad, and it could be used for the handle, l'kaidim, for an axe, or for something similar to that, known as a pesel. V'hu ayah shovro lo riach, and yet he allowed them to go break these, to go give off an aroma. Now how come? Why aren't you concerned over here that you're going to go break them off to make them into the handles for these axes, or for this pesel shikorim, Rashi says, dolvir, which is something like a pick. So therefore, you're allowed to do this, you're not concerned about it, but you just told us that we should be concerned about it. So how come this Bryce is not concerned about it? So again, the Gemara says, Lokasha, there are two different Tanoic opinions over here. Ho, Rebbe Eliezer, the opinion that said you're not allowed to do this, that is the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. But the opinion that said, Ho, Rabbanon, that you're allowed to do this, that's what Rav Yehuda, the Amora, when Rav Rova by Rav Ada and Ravin by Rav Ada were learning by Rav Yehuda, he allowed them to go and cut off these branches and give it to them to smell. He wasn't concerned that they were going to make it into a handle, and that's the lenient opinion that they went by, like the opinion of the Rabbanon. Now, what exactly is this machlokus between Rebbe Elazar and the Rabbanon? The Gemara is now going to tell us. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Rebbe Elazar Omer, no till Adam Kisa Mishulafonov, Lachzos Moshinov. Rebbe Elazar says a person is allowed to take this splinter that he has in front of him and go and use it as a toothpick. The Chachamim Omerim, lo yitol elame evu shalbehema. The Chachamim say you're only allowed to use it if it's from the animal fodder food, if it's from the bag of food that is being given to an animal. In other words, the Chachamim is saying, if something is edible, so then you're not concerned that you're going to make it into a utensil, because Mistama, the animal, is going to eat it, and therefore there is no concern over here that you're going to make it into a kli. Now, Vishavin, both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim say, Shlo yichtimenu, that you're not allowed to go and cut it in order to make it more fragrant. But the im kitamo, if you did cut it, if you're doing it latzos bo shinov, v'levtoch bo adelas, if you're using it as a tool, using it either as a toothpick or using it as a way to pick a lock on a door as a key. So then, if you do a bishogeg on Shabbos, so chayiv chatas, because it's also to do so. And b'meizid b'yontiv, and if you did it b'meizid on yontiv, you'd be chayiv malkis. So big as Rabbi. This is Divri Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that this is in fact a concern. And it's the Chachamim who are Meiko. The Chachamim say, no, Echad Zeh, the Echad Zeh, Einu Ela Mishum Shvus. This is only a din that is a din de Rabbanan, but on a Daraisa level, it wouldn't be Osir. Now, how does this relate to all machlokes? So the Gemara says, Rebbe Eliezer, the Kamar Hosim Chayiv Chatos, in this Braisa, Rebbe Eliezer says, Chayiv Chatos, so Hocha Potu Avel Osirhu, in the case where you're going and cutting the wood, and you're doing it just L'shem the Reyach, so then it's not an Issa Deraisa, it's only an Issa Deraisa. It says over here, if you're going to make it into Lachzos Boshina, to make it into a toothpick, or Liftoch Bodelis, to use it as the pick for a lock, to go and open up a lock. So that's when it would be an Issa Deraisa, but otherwise it's only an Issa Derabanan. Rabbanan, the Kamri Hosim, Pater of Alasar. But according to Rabbanan, that even there it's only Pater of Alasar, so then Hocha Mutu L'Chachila, if it's something that is soft, then it's Mutu L'Chachila. And therefore that explains the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, how that could be understood in our context. And as we said before, when Rava Bar Ravada and Ravin Bar Ravada said they were learning by Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda followed this makel opinion of the Chachamim, where it says, "V'les leil Rabbi Eliezer hodet nan." But wait a second, doesn't Rabbi Eliezer hold that which we learned in the Mishnah previously? Shover other mesachovis lechu mimenu grogros. We said that a person is allowed to break open a barrel on Shabbos to go and eat the dried figs inside, as long as he's careful with the caveat. B'vach lo yachavi lasus kli. As long as his intention wasn't to make this into a kli. So he smashes it, he breaks it, he destroys it, so then you can take the figs out inside. But if your intention is to go make it into a kli, that now you can seal it up after you took out some of the figs, so then it wouldn't be allowed. So why don't we make a gzeira? You're not allowed to go and open it up at all, because you may come to open it up in a way that will make it into a kli. So Rav Ashi, Kitanya hi b'mustaki. Here we're dealing over here with a mustaki. What is a mustaki? So Rashi explains, chofis shivura, it is dealing over here with a barrel that has already been broken, and it's been sealed with like the sap of the tree, which you make pitch out of. V'korin so he gives us the foreign language word, rishna. V'reichel domil reach lavona, and it has the aroma like frankincense. U'beloshon arabi korin so mustaki, and this is what's known in Arabic as mustaki. U'medavkin bo ka'orus cheres, and it's used to go and put back together pieces of broken pottery. This is Rashi says, Kachamali Rav Shmuel Hamchuna Chosid. This is an opinion that I heard from Rav Shmuel, the one that's known as the Chosid, who came from a city, Baravshta. Bekivan de Ruahi, since it is already broken, and here we're not concerned that you're going to make it to a kli, because it already broke and was fixed. So something that's broken and fixed, if it were to break again, we're not concerned that you're going to make it into a kli. And that's why the rabbis didn't institute a din de rabbanan in the situation of shover odem esachovis lecho mimin grogros, because we're already dealing with a broken barrel that was repaired, this mustaki, and therefore no reason to make a gezeira that you may come to repair it and make it into a really good kli because it's already been broken. Then we quote the Mishnah, it says, "Umagabe min echotzer," you're allowed to go and gather from the chotzer these little kisomim, these little pieces of wood, and use them to go and light a fire. Tana Rabbanan, the Brice expands on this and says, "Megaviyev min hachotzer umadik." You're allowed to go and collect these little pieces of wood from the chotzer and use them for firewood. Shekol mashi b'chotzer muchan, because everything that's in your courtyard is considered already muchan, and therefore it's not muksa. With the one caveat, "Obavash lo yaset siburin siburin," but you're not allowed to make it into huge big piles. The Rabbi Shimon's matir. Rabbi Shimon allows you to make it into these huge piles. Now, what exactly are we talking about over here? What's the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon in terms of making it into piles? Micah Mifligi. So Mar Sovar, the Tanakhama here who says that you're not allowed to make it into these tziburin, tziburin, into these big piles, mechse deko mechanef lemochor uliyom achrina. Because when you make them into big piles, it looks like you're preparing it for not just for that day, but for the future. And you're getting ready to do sorts of uvda dechol with it to prepare it for work. Well, Mar Sovar, Rabbi Shimon says, no. The fact that you're cooking, that's proof that you're gathering this wood, not for making piles of wood for future usage, but to go and have wood right now for your pot to go and cook your kedera. There was another Mishnah. You're not allowed to go and create fire on Yontif. Ein motzin es or v'chule. We said you can't go and rub two sticks together, two stones together, etc. My time, what's the reason you're not allowed to do that? After all, you're allowed to cook on Yontif, so why can't you go and start a fire? So Gemara says, Mishum dekom molib b'yontif, because they are creating a new fire on Yontif, and that's not allowed. You're allowed to use fire that's already in existence. You can transfer fire. If you have a candle that's lit, you can take a match to it, light the match from the candle. That's an existing flame. Then take the candle and go and light something else. That's allowed. But to go strike a match, to rub two sticks together, two stones together, to create new fire, that's not allowed. Then the Mishnah said, you likewise, ve'im malabnes ha'ro'ofim. You're not allowed to go and heat up these tiles. Now, what's wrong with that? You're allowed to cook my ko'ovit. What exactly are you doing wrong in this situation? So the Gemara says, Omer Rabba bar Barchan, Omer Yochanan. Rabba bar Barchan is saying, Rav Yochanan, the problem will be with heating up these ro'ofim, these tiles, is we're dealing with ho'chal b'ro'ofim chadoshim askinan. They were never used before as tiles, and therefore when you go and heat them up, you're essentially forging them, and therefore we turn to Lamed Dalet Omud Aleph Mipnei Shetzorich Lebatkan. As Rashi says, Im Yuchul Kabel Lavona, are they able to go and accept this? It says on the side, it should be instead of Lavona, this Libunan. Can they not break by heating them up? Hilchach B'Yantiv Lo, you're not allowed to do this on Yantiv. Dilmo Pake, they may break with the heat, they're not really forged yet and firm enough. These tachach, the torch, lo tzorch, and therefore by heating them up, you broke them, and therefore that was doing a tircha that wasn't necessary. And therefore, that's why you're not allowed to go and use these tiles on Yomtif, because they haven't been tested, they haven't been forged, and therefore you don't know they'll be able to withstand the fire that you're putting into them. They may break, and therefore be a tircha yisera. That's teretz number one. Gemara says, v'amri lo, others say, b'bnei shetzorch lechasmon. What does that mean? So Rashi says, lahakshosam, you have to forge them, behesek rishon, with the first lighting of the fire for them. And therefore, they become strong. Hey, mischaskin, umiskashim, they become strengthened. Hilkach, afel gav l'tzorch yontif, namihu, even though you're using it for the purposes of cooking on yontif, nevertheless, this hesek over here is nasek kli. It's making them into a full-fledged kli, and that is what is osur. It's not the problem of cooking with it, that's mutter, but the fact that you made it into an eligible kli, that is not allowed. And therefore, that's the second reason that we bring down over here, that you can't do this. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shiur.